Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Orengo. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. Zarrilla moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hostetler moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hostetler scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Mayo scores. York moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hostetler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Swift and he is out, Orengo applying the tag. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. York reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Swift takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Christman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tex Shirley now pitching. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Orengo moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla is hit by the pitch. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Moore moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Swift reaches second base with a double. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Browns. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Nels Potter now pitching. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trout moves to second. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orengo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Orengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orengo takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler hits a line drive towards the mound. Potter catches it and throws to first to double up Orengo. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.